This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community, this is the World Wide Wave.
It's the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. World Wide Wave, it's Joy's international news and current affairs show, especially for the LGBT community. A big thank you to the Drive team, Rach and Dean, here with us every Tuesday night, and Richard for excellent reading of the news. Tonight in the studio, Paul is here.
Hello.
Hello, Will.
Hello.
And my name is Matt. Now, just a few weeks ago, thousands of LGBTI athletes and sports people converged on Miami, Florida in the US for an international sports extravaganza and cultural festival, the fourth World Outgames. But, shockingly, on arrival in Miami, participants were told that the games were bankrupt and the events would not go ahead as planned.
How did the participants respond to the shock news? What does this response say about the resilience of both local Miami community and the LGBT community? What is stopping LGBT sporting events from being staged successfully? Sharing his experience tonight at the Miami World Out Games is Malcolm Campbell, presenter of Joy's Sports Bag Show and former presenter of Team Melbourne.
Joy! Dzień dobry. I am Kylie from Poland. It's great to have a place like Joy 94.9. where we can talk about trans issues from across the globe on a worldwide wave.
We're talking all things sport, indeed rainbow sports, gay sports tonight. Messages coming in on 0427JOY949. Thanks, Melina. She sent us that link about the census results, 42% increase in LGBT people. I'm not assuming that there's more LGBT people, just that they're more willing to actually write on a census form that they're in a relationship.
Exactly, I agree.
Unless there's been some massive, you know, population boom that I hadn't heard about. And also one from Sam. Isn't it ironic how our Liberal friends are fighting over our rights in Australia? Golly gosh, what a great legacy Mr. Obama left behind. He has indeed. We're a bit jealous there. And Melina as well, thoughts on the recent comments made by Mr. Pine? Any thoughts? I have to say, when all the various ministers then came out and reinforced the plebiscite again, it does get me quite angry when they say that the only way forward is the plebiscite. Well, actually, no, that's not true.
No.
They can introduce a bill to Parliament. The government has the ability to do that. There was a story that came out late this afternoon, actually, that there is still the drafting of a private member's bill by two Liberal, gay Liberal advocates within the Parliament. So, yeah, we'll see. I'm not holding my breath, in all honesty.
Yeah, go a little bit of time and we'll see where this one goes.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
It's already been a lot of time.
It has indeed.
Yes.
Now, we are talking all things LGBTI and sport tonight, and with us is Malcolm Campbell. Welcome, Malcolm.
Hello.
Now, Malcolm, you were across there at the Miami Out Games, and you've also, you're one of those... you've been around gay sports for a long time. That very nicely.
Are you saying I'm old?
No. You know your way around the international LGBTI sports
arena. I certainly
arena.
Do. As a past president of Team Melbourne, I've been very involved in GLBTI sport in Melbourne, taken more of a back seat in recent years, but then carried that over onto Joy and had sports bag and then that sports show. And we're hoping to bring that back after a bit of a rest next grid.
Excellent. We can't wait. Now, let's talk Miami. So, the Miami Games cancelled.
You heard about that back here.
Just hear about it. How did you hear about it?
How did I hear about it? Well, I was there and then they cancelled it when I was there. Now, what happened was the games in Miami, the fourth World Out Games, they were due to start on a Saturday with an opening ceremony. And then sport for a week and then a closing ceremony the weekend later. And people going to the games thought things were a little fishy because the website was very late opening for registrations. And us coming from Australia, going across the world, we like to register well in advance and book our flights
isn't it?
Yeah, and our accommodation, and of course plan our holiday around it, because we can't just go for the weekend like Americans could, because they planned it around the long weekend, which is Memorial Day, which for us is Anzac Day, and they have a long weekend for that. And so they planned it around that, but the website was slow in being open for business, so to speak, for registrations. So registrations started slow and continued to be slow, and they had expected big numbers, but in the end, probably only about 2,000 people registered. But that was my first warning sign, so to speak, and I thought, oh yeah, whatever, we'll see what happens. And then closer towards the time, no information was being released about the each sporting events. Now, I entered three sports: swimming, track and field, and road racing, which is fun runs on the road. And they weren't, you would send them an email asking questions and they never responded.
So you didn't know when they were on, where to go, all those sorts of details?
No, very loose information, especially for the road race. It just said, on the roads of Miami.
That could be crossing the road and dodging
that's right.
the traffic.
And then, and they didn't put any information on there. And right at the end, they put something very, you know, a week before. And you've got to, if you're doing multiple sports like I was, you've got to plan your schedule as to how to be at different venues and what the travel time is and all that sort of stuff.
But even so, from their side, they would have to plan to close a road so that people would run on it. I mean, they would have had to do things in advance in order to make this happen.
That's right. And that happened, and then I'll get to a bit more on the permits a bit later. Mm. But then once I got there, emails came out about, oh, we've changed the venue for registration. And instead of being normally, Matt, you would know, having been to a games before, that registration opens, say, on the Wednesday, the game starts Saturday, and registration's then open for the whole period of the games, because some people only come later on for their event. Anyway, registration was only going to be open for the Thursday and the Friday between certain hours, and they changed the venue from one hotel to a different hotel. Anyway, I went to register on the Friday. The main reason is because Qantas lost my luggage and I had to stay in my apartment on the Thursday, and I had no clothes. I'd been wearing the same stuff for 3 days.
Oh, dear.
It wasn't a good look. Anyway, so I didn't register on the Thursday. I did on the Friday, and I went down there about 11 o'clock, and they were holding a human rights conference in conjunction with the games. Yes. And that was kind of in full swing. There was a registration desk for that, and they also had sessions off in certain conference rooms at that hotel. And you were supposed to register for the sports there, and there were a lot of people when I got there about 11 o'clock that were there and just milling around, didn't know what was going on. And look, English may not have been their first language, from all over Europe and the world. And there was...
Did you get the sense that people were worried at that point, in that milling and...
Kind of, but, you knowing me, Matt, I don't stand back and just
you
wait for something to
happen. Probably waltzed up and said, listen, what's going on?
Well, kind of. I found a room in the corner, a little room in the corner with a little sign on it written in pen, come back at 2 p.m. And it's like, why? You know, this is the registration day, today and tomorrow, or yesterday and today. Why would they shut it till 2 p.m.? Anyway, the guy who was the CEO, Ivan Kano, he actually came out on a trip around the world to publicise the games. And he came here and he came on that sports show on Joy. So I knew who he was. And suddenly just turned up. And so I spoke to him and I said, what's going on here? You know, I want to register. And he said, oh, we're just having thoughts. But I said, thoughts about what's going on. And I said, well, actually, and he said, come back. And I said, I can't come back. I've got to go to swimming to register, because that was at a different hotel. And I then have to swim tonight because it was a twilight swim meet. And then my fun run was at 6:30 the next morning. And so I said, okay, she can't come back. And so I said, can I register? And he said, yes. But he then hinted that the fun run might not be on. And that's...
This is an event the next morning and he's only just saying, oh, by the way, you might not have to get up at...
Yeah, exactly. And then 1 hour later, there was a Facebook message saying the games are cancelled. And so when I spoke to him, he was in that little room, I said, and there were boxes of T-shirts and show bags for registration and about four other people. And I think I interrupted their board meeting, in inverted commas, to cancel the games.
I want to find out a bit more about the people's reactions and also a surprisingly good side of this occurrence. This is World Wide Wave.
Hola, soy Unax Ugalde y estás escuchando la primera y única estación de radio gay y lésbica de Australia, Joy 94.9.
Joy.
Hi, this is Jane Ward, author of the book Not Gay, Sex Between Straight White Men, speaking from Los Angeles on the World Wide Wave.
And the memberships are rolling in. Joy.org.au is where you do it. In fact, it's where Joe from Wheeler's Hill has done it. And Greg from Epping. Lovely to have you aboard, Greg. And Rebecca from Craigieburn. That's three memberships because it's hot to trot until the 30th of June. So you've got until the 30th of June to be in the running for our fabulous prizes. You've got a Holden Astra, you've got a VIP experience to the Grand Prix and Midsummer VIP packages.
And only $29,000 to go to our target.
That is so close. That's a fantastic number. So really, welcome aboard to all those people who've joined up. Joy.org.au is where you do that. And actually, there's a few donations in there as well from them. See, that's the other thing. When you're on there doing your membership, tack on a donation because every $10
counts.
In fact, yes, two out of three there put a donation on as well. So all of that counts. And that gives you another prize.
Yeah, I heard that when I was in the bathroom. Yeah, a cruise to New Caledonia. I heard that when I was in the bathroom before the show.
Every $10 is another ticket in that prize as well. Joy.org.au. Now, we're talking all things gay sports and particularly the World Out Games in Miami. Malcolm, you've just been telling us that the way you found out you were in Miami.
I was.
You
I was
had just attempted to go and pick up your registration kit and a Facebook message came out to say the games are cancelled.
That's right.
How did you feel?
I was a little bit shocked, but not totally surprised. I didn't expect it to be cancelled. I just thought, it was going to be really slackly run. But, yeah, it was a big surprise. But there were two sports that were still ongoing because they were being organised by the World GLBTI sporting body for that sport. So that's aquatics, which is swimming, diving and water polo, was still going to go ahead regardless, and soccer, because they were being run independently under the banner of the Out Games. Now, I was swimming, so I still had a full swim meet with the Glamourheads. 10 of us went over there.
What was the feel from other people, though?
Well, I felt a little ripped off, but other people who only had one sport and their one sport was cancelled felt totally ripped off. There was a lot of online anger and emails because I'm members of forums for track and field, for front runners, things like that. And so you read a lot of this stuff. I just sat back and listened or read. I didn't sort of vent my anger, but other people coming a long way, spending all this money and then no event for them.
Did any individual sporting groups gather themselves together and pull something?
Yes.
As individuals?
That's right. As a result of that, there was a groundswell from athletes around the world saying, we still want to do something. And so,
I mean, you're there.
That's right. And so a track and field meet was put on. A beach volleyball tournament was put on. A tennis tournament was put on. A hockey tournament was put on. An indoor volleyball tournament was put on. So
this was like the local groups who said, right, we have to make this happen.
Some local, but also just the athletes who turned up and also local gay bodies such as the local Chamber of Commerce and things like that because now, they felt embarrassed.
That has certainly come through. So when this announcement happened, the city of Miami itself was a sponsor and the local Chamber of Commerce and the local LGBT Business Association were all heavily involved. They were embarrassed. They felt they had to do something to save face.
And what they did to sort of make people feel welcome was they held an event, like a cocktail party during the week on the Wednesday at the Botanical Gardens in Miami Beach and, you know, food and grog put on for free. And it was a chance for the athletes to get together and be thanked for coming, basically.
What sort of media coverage did this failing get?
It made the local television, it made the local newspaper, which is the Miami Herald, and online a lot of gay sporting and other gay websites and news feeds,
I guess another thing that sort of you don't quite think about as much, but there were also sponsors involved too. I know they secured Adidas as a major international sponsor.
Yes. Their logo was on their T-shirt, on the Outgames T-shirt.
You did get a T-shirt.
Which is a collector's item because I was one of few people to get their show bag, so I got a T-shirt. So, yeah, it could be worth a bit down the track. But, yes, they had all these sponsors, but no one knows where the money is. And they're immediately once the games were cancelled, a probe was announced into the financial management of the Miami Outgames Inc. or whatever, and that would be ongoing now, I presume, to see what happened to the money.
Has there been any preliminary findings?
I haven't heard myself. No. I think it's a bit early for that. Mm-hmm. But it would be interesting to hear that.
No findings, but there's a report say that they've put four auditors on it because they say it is such a mess.
Okay.
That's in Miami Herald.
So who was supposed to be overlooking the Miami board?
Right. Well, the Miami Outgames Organising Committee was supposed to be overlooked by GLISA International, which is the Gay and Lesbian International Sports Association. Now, you can either take it two ways. Either they didn't overlook them properly and didn't see what they were doing, or Miami was saying, yeah, everything's fine, and they were believing what they were told. So, who knows?
So you mentioned there are about 2,000 participants. They were hoping for 24,000 participants. I mean, that's a gap a mile wide.
I thought it was 15, to be honest, 15,000. Okay. But there's never been a gay or out games that's ever had 15,000. Maybe at the peak in the 90s before email and internet were big and where people actually had to meet people in person in bars or on the sporting field, they did have that many. But the games are getting smaller and smaller.
So what is the difference between the out games and the gay games?
All right, well, I'll be brief, but because it could go on for a while. It is. The gay games have been going since the 1980s, and they were designed to be like the Olympics, but for gays. And they've been going since then, and right up until 2006, they were held every 4 years. Australia had them in 2002 in Sydney, and 2006, they were awarded to Montreal in Canada. And the Federation of Gay Games, which oversees the gay games, stripped Montreal of the hosting rights because they just believed they weren't going to meet their financial targets. And so they stripped them of the games.
They had oversight.
Yes, and they did, and they stripped them. And so they re-awarded the games to Chicago. But Montreal said, well, we're organising a games anyway, so we will. And they called it the Out Games. And that's where two competing games had developed. And since 2006, right up till now, there's been two competing world games. But they've not been in the same year, but a year apart. But the first one was the best, and they've been progressively getting worse. And this one being cancelled maybe the death knell for the Out Games. And then the next gay games are in Paris next year. And then presumably that's what will happen. There'll just be a gay games. But having said that, the GLISA international people may have made an arrangement for a new Out Games to be held in Buenos Aires, Argentina in the future. Now, will people want to go? They won't forgive.
Will they trust?
Or forget. No, that's the thing. But Buenos Aires...
these games don't have a great track record. The Sydney Gay Games you mentioned there lost money and left creditors.
They all lose money.
There's one that we found, which was Copenhagen, which have stated a profit of $234,000
US. Wow, you've really done your homework.
Yeah.
What about Cleveland Gay Games 2014? They said they made a profit.
I didn't find that one.
Okay, I would be interested to know.
And look, with any of these big sporting events, it is still very, very heavily reliant, and you know, the mainstream, you know, Commonwealth or Olympic Games.
They're all reliant on volunteers. Imagine if they had to pay them all.
All reliant on government funding. Governments underwrite these games in order to get the economic.
But also volunteers, because if you paid all the people who were crowd management and everything, you'd certainly be bankrupt because so many people volunteer for the games. You know, here in Melbourne, we had the Commonwealth Games. A lot of people volunteered to do lots of stuff.
Yeah.
And they don't pay anybody. So imagine really where they'd be financially.
Did you see many volunteers at the Out Games? Were there any evidence of them?
None. Zero. I will, in the next segment, have a talk about the track and field, which I was involved in.
We just had a message in
yes.
from Sam.
Yes.
Fabulous. Why do we need a separate games? With the utmost respect to the organisers. So this is actually not just about having two different gay games. Do we need a gay games?
Yep. Well, as the world changes, it's like everything in the GLBTI community. You know, do we need gay bars anymore? You know, there are less and less of them, and more acceptance of GLBTI in the community such that you don't have to be playing with gays or lesbians. You can play with everybody.
And but there is a strong social element to the games as well. Usually. Did that follow through? Were you still able to get the social connections in Miami?
What happens in Miami stays in Miami. I thought you'd like that, Matt. But yes, there was a strong social connection between the athletes, the camaraderie.
And not just... You mentioned earlier on there was the human rights event as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess there's usually a lot of events that tack on to a single event. If there's going to be a group of international people there,
yep.
How do you make
Well, the they have cultural events and they have social events.
So were the other elements able to be
They said
completed?
That they were going to be held, but I didn't go to any because I was busy doing sport or being at a bar.
Yes, we're talking all things international LGBT sports tonight.
Now, there's just 4 days left of Joy's 2017 Radiothon. We still need Joy. If you're listening, Joy still needs you. Help us continue broadcasting for the LGBTIQ community right across Australia. We bring news, music, current affairs,
The only international LGBT news and current affairs show in the world.
In the whole wide world.
If you pay your membership.
True. And specialty shows that no other station broadcasts in Australia. We're a community radio station, so without the support of our listeners, there is no Joy. Visit us, joy.org.au, to support the diverse voice of the LGBTI community and a chance to win. Joy 949, your voice, your radio station.
Don't forget, 4 days to go, less than 30K to meet the target. Get online now, joy.org.au.
Dear Ditch, hello, this is Rosie Fagan speaking to you all the way from Belfast in Northern Ireland on World Wide Wave.
Joy.
Matter.
A local girl, a local song, and a local event. That's Delta Gudrun with We Are Together. Well, sorry, Together We Are One. And that was from the Commonwealth Games in Melbourne.
Thank you for playing it for me.
a special request from our guest, Malcolm, from formerly president of Team Sydney, but also a participant.
Team Melbourne.
Team Melbourne, oops.
You're
Team
from Sydney. I'm from Hobart.
We're from all over here. A few messages. Melina says Greece held the Olympics and they lost money, which actually isn't that surprising. Now, Melina has said, here's an idea. Can the participants engage in political actions, e.g. Australian athletes highlighting our government's lack of progress towards equality? Should outgames/gay games be more political?
No, they're there to be a sporting event. They're not there to be a political vehicle.
You're fairly firm on that one.
I am.
Are they just a party, as Sam has suggested?
No, they're not, Sam. Serious athletes, a lot of training and a lot of money went into physio to get this body to the start line.
They're not just a party. They are sports
You
as
party
well.
Afterwards, but you compete hard.
Now, Sam's also said some gay men don't want to assimilate and feel comfortable in their own spaces and just be themselves. Bless.
Yeah.
So in terms of having a gay-specific games, do you think there is still a market, an appetite, an interest?
I think there is. Just like I still think there should be gay nightclubs. I feel we need to have a space for ourselves. If we want to go to a straight club, fine, or play sport with straight people. But I still think that there is a need for that.
Can you see these running successfully financially in the future?
Oh, look, probably not. But people will go. Paris, of course, is a romantic, sexy destination, and they're ahead of their targets for registrations for next year. The Miami Outgames, however, has given gay sport in general a bad name, and the gay games are trying to distance themselves from the Outgames. But if they try to have another Outgames, the athletes of the world may not trust it and may not go. We've been saying for years, because we're from Australia, we're miles away from North America and Europe, that we only want one games anyway. And so naturally it may have happened anyhow.
That's one thing that comes to mind, is this might be a very good opportunity for the Out Games and World Gay Games to come together and re-merge as one. Or is that impossible?
They've tried and they failed in talks many times. So that's not happening. But something interesting happened was that past board members and chairs of the Out Games, the GLESA, they called on the current GLESA board to fold and to not have an Out Games. So they could see what's happening. They feel they should fall on their sword and just let the gay games go on.
So what's the responsibility of Australia's LGBTI sporting groups, our peak bodies here, in, I guess, bringing this to a head, either saying we're going to ditch the Out Games, or we want better transparency so that when our participants, our members go over there, they get what they're promised?
Well, in the past, the Australian sporting groups have signed a petition asking for one world event every 4 years. So they were encouraging them to combine. But look, you really can't oversee what other people are doing, and you just have to hope they run it well. And the people from Paris were in Miami and they were giving assurances that venues are secured and that things will go ahead and that the timetable will be good. I will mention one thing finally, that the track and field meet was organised by athletes of the world in a couple of days, and we all just participated where we were starting each other, we were timing each other. Someone bought medals from the $2 shop, and the guy that was actually the local Chamber of Commerce, and I've got them in my bag. I should have pulled them out.
We'll take a photo and post it on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll do that. And the guy who was supposed to run the track and field as engaged by Miami, he came down and did it for free. But he was supposed to be paid by them, and they were supposed to book a venue. They never paid that. They never got permits. They didn't do anything.
Is that therefore the true sign of a Games? Is there something, is that the good that came out of these?
Yes, the athletes of the world coming together and putting on their own events and making the best of the situation. Because I know that, if we ever had one here, I'd be embarrassed if things weren't run properly. And, you know, I would I have been part of organising a regional Out Games here in Melbourne, and they were very successful, and we would like eventually one day to probably have one here, but I'm not organising it.
I could guarantee you that Lord Mayor Robert Dolly Doyle would be down there with a stopwatch helping out.
Fantastic.
Malcolm Campbell, thank you for coming in and giving us a bit of an update on Miami and your experiences with LGBTI sport.
Thank you very much.
This is Worldwide Wave.
Receive LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like Worldwide Wave on Facebook now.
Hi, my name is Hope Matumbo from the Multicultural Health and Support Service, and you're listening to the Worldwide Wave.
That's how people do it.
A big thank you to our guest tonight, Malcolm Campbell, for coming in and sharing his story.
Facebook messages, Gary, Mickey, Scooter, Jaden, Natalie, and a heap more who have joined or interacted with us on Facebook this past week. This is W3Joy on Facebook and SMS.
And all the SMSs, Sam, Melina, we got a message in on from Hoffler on Facebook. And the lovely, lovely memberships, Joe, Greg and Rebecca, welcome to our family and thank you for your donations, getting us ever so close to the target due by the 30th of June. Joy.org.au is where you do your membership.
Thanks to our podcaster, Mark and Pete and Gordon on the front desk.
This is Nikki from Canada, where everybody can get married. You're listening to the Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. Worldwide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern Australian time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne or online across the world at joy.org.au. You'll find all of our podcasts at joy.org.au/worldwidewave. Or follow us on Facebook for the latest international LGBT news. Search W3Joy on Facebook now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.